me we shall have news tonight.
Good or bad?
Not according to the prayers of the people, for they love not Marcius.
Nature teaches beasts to know their friends.
Pray, who does the wolf love?
The lamb.
Aye, to devour him, as the hungry plebeians would the noble Marcius.
He's a lamb indeed, that bars like a bear.
He's a bear indeed, that lives like a lamb. You two are old men. Tell me one thing that I shall ask you.
Well, sir?
In what enormity is Marcius poor that you two have not in abundance?
He's poor in no one fault, but stored with all,
especially in pride,
topping all others in boasting.
Oh, this is strange now. Do you two know how you are censored here in the city? I mean, of us of the right-hand file, do you?
Why? How are we censured?
Because you talk of pride now. Will you not be angry?
Well, sir.
Well, that is no great matter, for a very little thief of occasion will rob you of a great deal of patience. Give your dispositions the reins and be angry at your pleasures. At the least, if you take it as a pleasure to you in being so, you blame Marcius for being proud.
We do it not alone, sir.
I know you do very little alone, for your helps are many, or else your actions would grow wondrous single. Your abilities are too infant-like to do much alone. You talk of pride. Oh, that you could turn your eyes towards the napes of your necks and make but an interior survey of your good selves. Oh, that you could.
What then, sir?
Why, then you should discover a brace of it. Unmerited, proud, violent, testy magistrates, alias fools as any in Rome.
Come, sir, come. We know you well enough.
You know neither me, yourself, nor anything. You are ambitious for poor knaves' caps and legs. You'd wear out a good wholesome forenoon hearing a cause between an orange wife and a faucet seller, and then return the controversy of threepence to a second day of audience. But when you're hearing a matter between party and party, if you chance to be pinched with the colic, you make faces like mummers, set up the bloody flag against all patience, and in roaring for a chamber pot, dismiss the controversy bleeding, the more entangled by your hearing. All the peace you make in their cause is calling both the parties knaves. You are a pair of strange ones. God tend to your worships. More of your conversation would infect my brain, being the herdsman of the beastly plebeians. I'll be bold to take my leave of you. How now, my as noble ladies, and the moon were she earthly no nobler. Whither do you follow your eyes so fast?
Honorable Beninius, my boy Marcius approaching. For the love of Juno, let
Marcius
go.
Marcius coming home?
Aye, worthy Beninius.
Take my cap, Jupiter, and I thank thee. Marcius coming home. Is he not wounded? He was wont to come home wounded.
Oh, no. Oh, he's wounded. I thank the gods for...
So do I too, and if it not too much, bring some victory in his pocket, the wounds become...
On Sprouse, Meninius, he comes the third time home with the oaken garland.
Has he disciplined Aufidius soundly?
Titus Lartius wrote, they fought together, but Aufidius got off.
And it was time for him too, I wanted him there. If he had stayed by him, I would not be so fidious for all the chests in Corioli and the gold that's in the... Is the Senate possessed of this?
Good ladies, let's go. Yes. The Senate has letters from the general in which he gives my son the whole name of the war. He has in this action outdone his former deeds doubly.
In truth, this wondrous thing spoke of him.
Wondrous? I warrant you. And not without his true purchasing.
The gods grant them true.
True? Oh, wow.
True, I'll be sworn there. Where is he wounded? Where is he wounded?
In the shoulder and in the left arm. There will be large cicatrices to show the people when he shall stand for his place. He received in the repulse of Tarquin 7 hurts to the body.
1 in the neck, 2 in the thigh. That's 9 that I know.
He had before this last expedition 25 wounds upon
him. Now it is 27. Every gash an enemy's grave. Hark the trumpet.
Into
the
ashes of Marcius. Before him he carries noise, and behind him he leaves fear. Death, a dark spirit. Nearly
armed to fly,
between advance, declines, and then men die.
No, Rome, that all alone Marcius did fight within Corioli gates, where he hath won with fame a name to Caius Marcius. These in honor follows Coriolanus. Welcome to Rome, renowned Coriolanus.
No more of this. It does offend my heart. Pray now, no more.
Your mother?
Oh. You have, I know, petitioned all the gods for my prosperity.
Nay, my good soldier, up. My gentle master. Worthy Caius. And by deed achieving honor newly named. What is it? or Elenus, must I call thee?
And oh, thy wife.
My gracious Sire. Hail. Dost thou at laugh that I come coffined home that weeps to see me triumph? Ah, my dear, such eyes the widows in Caryalae wear, and mothers that lack sons.
Now the gods crown thee.
And live you, yes. Oh, sweet lady, pardon.
I know not where to turn. Oh, welcome home! Welcome! You're welcome home!
100,000 welcomes! I can weep and I can laugh. I'm light and heavy. Welcome.
The good patricians must be visited, from whom I have received not only greetings, but with them, change of honors.
I have lived to see inherited my very wishes and the buildings of my fancies. Only there's one thing wanting, which I doubt not but our Rome will cast upon thee.
No, good mother, I had rather be their servant in my way than sway with them in theirs.
On a sudden, I warrant him counsel.
And our office may, during his power, go sleep.
He cannot temperately transport his honors from where he should begin and end, but will lose those he has won.
In that, there's comfort.
Doubt not. The commoners for whom we stand, the day upon their ancient malice, will forget for the least cause these his new honors, which that he will give them, their guise little question, as he is proud to do.
I heard him swear, were he to stand for consul, never would he appear in a marketplace, nor on him put the necklace vesture of humility, nor showing as the manner as his wounds to the people, beg their stinking breaths.
That's right.
There was his word. Oh, he'd miss it rather than carry it, but by the suit of the gentry term and the desire of the nobles.
I wish no better than having hold that purpose and to put it in execution.
It is most likely he will.
It shall be to him, then, as our good wills, a sure destruction.
So it must fall out to him. Or our authorities for an end. We must suggest to the people in what hatred he still hath held them. That to his power he would have made them mules, silenced their pleaders, and disprocketed their freedoms, holding them in human action and capacity of no more soul nor fitness for the world than...
Camels in the war?
Camels in the war. Who have their provender only for bearing burdens. And sore blows for sinking under them.
Yes, as you say, suggested at some time when his soaring insolence shall touch the people, which time shall not want if he be put upon, and that's as easy as to set dogs on sheep, will be his fire to kindle their dry stubble, and their blaze shall darken him forever.
What's the matter?
You are sent for to the capital. It is thought that Marcius shall be consul. I have seen dumb men throng to see him, and the blind to hear him speak. Matrons form gloves, ladies and maids, their scarves and handkerchiefs upon him as he passed. The nobles bended as Jove's statue, and the commons made a shower of thunder with their caps and shouts. I never saw the like.